You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I mean, the record 5-0, that's fantastic. You just look at how they're playing. And they're having fun.
Night and day.
Everyone is taking good at-bats. Volpe is an entirely different player. Like, Soto just brought something different that they needed. The outfield
stuff. Not just him.
Already have it. Like, you could not have pictured a better five games if you tried.
Dude, I mean, last year's team and the year before, and you could basically say that for the last, like, 10 years.
All right, welcome back to the boys of 161st Street. We are back. I know, it's not the day that we were supposed to do it. It is now Wednesday, the 17th. Who cares? You love us. We're back. You're listening. The Yankees are the best team in baseball.
They're down.
Aaron Judge was slumping. Now he's not because he just hit the go-ahead. Fantastic. Not go-ahead, but he hit a 2-RBI knock, and he's back out of his slump. John Sterling retired, effective immediately. We'll talk about that. More importantly, though, how are we doing?
Pretty sure half of that monologue was wrong, but
yeah.
What was wrong about that?
Aaron Judge had one hit. That doesn't make it back. We've also lost.
He was
no, coming into
in
this. Like,
yeah, not even close to the best team.
Aaron Judge is back.
Nobody,
record wise, we are.
Juan Soto has been hitting in the last like week.
All right. Well, sorry about it.
John Sterling did retire, though, so we can.
All right, let's unpack that. I mean, why don't we start there? Because John Sterling retiring, honestly, it saddened me to see a few people respond. And Murph, you told me about this. I didn't see this clip, but like immediately putting that awful call when he thought Giancarlo Stanton's home run was out in the playoff game, and like, come on, like, give the guy some grace on his way out. Like,
you know what?
At first, people thought it was because of health reasons, which is not what actually it is. He just said, I'm not sure if you guys heard his or Michael Kay talking about his conversation with him, but he just basically was saying that he loves being at the ballpark, but he hates getting to the ballpark, which is fair for an 85-year-old. Like, that's,
yeah,
it's probably time to hang him up.
Driving
to Chick-fil-A as long as he did.
Fucking 2 miles down the road. Like,
I go into the office one day a week and I cry about it.
You gotta go into the office from Connecticut?
I haven't gone for like a month.
That makes
if you're listening
sense.
To my boss. I'm sorry.
How far is that?
Yeah, yeah. You know what clip I didn't
it's
see, though?
It's an
hour and a half.
Which I'm a little surprised about.
Sorry. We could talk about the Yankees. I'm just blown away. That is such a
wait, it's an hour and a half one
commute.
Way?
One way, yeah.
Yikes. I didn't see one clip of the foul ball that came back and hit him. Like, I'm sure it was out there, but like when I saw that he retired, I thought that clip was going to be all over the place. That was the funniest thing I think I've ever seen because he didn't care. If he got hurt, it would have been terrible. But the way that he like played it off was just hysterical. He's a legend. Everyone's going to miss him. I listened to at least part of each of the last two games since he's been gone. I listened to a lot of games when he was on. He is going to be sorely missed. Glad Susan's still there, though. Rella brought to my attention that Susan's 77.
I was going
to say. Didn't realize she was that old. That made me sad because hopefully, God willing, she won't be gone anytime soon. But the day that they're both off the air, Yankees games are not going to sound the same.
Yeah, that was one thing. Is like I was very upset, but I was like, all right, well, at least we have Susan. Then I, like most Yankee fans, with the exception of Murph, looked up how old is Susan Waldman, and 77.
Dude,
so once
did
that
you see
happens,
the stat? Like I think
what?
John Sterling called it was like 38% of total Yankee games in the history of the franchise.
20
it's something
was it 38?
No, I had it. It's
okay,
29.
That's a shit.
Oh my god!
It's 29.5. 29.5% of all games in franchise history, including 50% of the New York's postseason games and 100% of Derek Jeter's plate appearances,
wild.
Meaning he didn't miss a plate appearance.
Wow.
He didn't get the sniffles, nothing. Like, he called everything.
That's crazy. Give the man 30%. Round up.
Also, every Mariano Rivera save, obviously. Like
keep him honest.
That's wild.
That's a...
What were you saying, Murph?
That's just crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's just really sad. I mean, I've heard some crazy stuff about that, and just like He was the voice of 36 years of Yankees baseball. That is three fucking generations of people listening, and for the most part, listening earlier on. Like, that's, he was the primary at one point, you know, before television was
hitting the big time. Yeah. Yes Network.
No, I saw that picture of him and Kay together, and it's just wild that, like, so many fun stories, too. I was listening to the end of the broadcast the day that he announced that he was going to retire, and it was just, like, people asking him why he shows up late to the ballpark, and he's like, my voice is with me, isn't it? And they're just like, that is such a legend. He's like, Michael, my voice goes no matter what time I arrive, or, like, some other rendition of that, and just so funny. But overall, I'm just so sad because he's got such a soothing voice that he's, for a lot of people, for almost every person, for approximately 30% of all-time Yankee fans, that's what baseball sounds like to them, and it's sad.
What's your favorite call?
So they were going through all the calls, and an A-bomb from A-Rod was a good one. Giancarlo, I love that one.
Definitely,
like,
not take me to
Monte
Carlo,
or whatever the one is.
Not
it's something in Spanish.
No, what was it? Oh, so the non si può, no, okay. Yeah, non si può sto parlo or something like that. Yeah.
Curtis Granderson, the Grandy Man can.
The Grandy Man can.
Yeah,
I like. Like a good neighbor, like a good Gleyber Torres's hair. The Gleyber Day one.
I could live without that one.
I think one of the corniest ones, but I loved it just because Big Mark Teixeira fan was the Teixeira sends a text message.
I like that too.
Yeah, I like that one.
What's the other one? Oh, I like the Cano, don't you know?
Yeah, that's all time, I think.
That's all time.
Shit, what was the? There was another one.
Thriller from Godzilla.
That's a good one.
That might be the best one.
I'm looking up best John Sterling home run calls.
I think A-bomb from A-Rod.
The Giambino. Georgie juiced one. Robbie Cano, don't you know? It's a Thriller, which is the Hideki Matsuo, but he did both of those. Text message. We said that. What else? Keep going. Oh, this was a article written by Brian Hoke yesterday. Fantastic. Very timely, Mr. Brian Hoke.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about actual baseball.
I mean, you guys can keep going while I look for some, like, more, but
I mean, we are giving
I want to give Mr. John the send-off.
Final thought on that.
That is cool.
Kind of cool that it was a grand slam for his last home run call.
Yeah, that is cool.
That was cool. All right, moving on.
Oh, wait, one more thing. I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the first time he had one of those calls was Bernie Williams, and off the dome he said "Burn, baby, burn," and that might be the all-time one also. But it's cool. I remember Susan was telling the story. They were asking her about, like, her time with working with him, and then she was like, the most crazy thing ever was, like, off the dome, and, like, nobody's ever seen him do this before. He just randomly said "Burn, baby, burn" after that, and it was just, the rest is history.
Yep. Like, was ever the same?
I want to talk about something kind of negative to start us off, because there's a lot of positives. We've been,
Go ahead.
But Anthony Rizzo, buddy. I did have a tough day, but also, this is just, it's every game you watch. Anthony Rizzo's just booting a fucking baseball. This is a guy that a platinum glove winner, and he's just fucking, like, lost.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of funny you say that.
It's every game I watch.
When I've been watching, it's never happened. But then when I look away for 2 seconds, you text Rizzo, Steven, bum, something along those lines.
Did you not see today?
I haven't seen it happen once. It's weird.
I've seen a few. I'm always on a delay, so I've watched everyone because I've always been on delay, so Chandler says something, and then I make sure I'm attentive. But
that's kind
of... I mean, it's got to be early season jitters, like, right? Or you think it's still a concussion fucking him up?
He had one today. So yeah.
Chandler, I think they're going to plug him to third, and they're going to. I mean, Oswaldo's going to get shafted. We know how this fucking story goes. It's the same way it is every year with anybody that's performing, and hopefully DJ. I mean, look, DJ LeMahieu has won 2 batting titles. He's maybe more. He's won 1 in each league. One of the only players to ever do that. He has almost won a few MVPs as a Yankee.
No, he's won 3.
Definitely, like, shouldn't just write him off. He doesn't deserve to be cast to the wayside. But Oswaldo is arguably your best and most clutch hitter right now outside of Juan Soto, but you can't count Juan Soto because he's on another planet. Where would we be without Oswaldo Cabrera? We'd have probably at least 3 more losses. He single-handedly won 2 of the Astros games. He had another huge, huge day today. And I think they're going to bench him.
I heard a funny stat.
That's probably the only thing you can do, like, from...
That's the thing, you know.
I heard Michael K talking about his stats or just his splits on the way up today, and he is batting 400 something with runners in scoring position, and he's batting 120 with no runners on, which adds up to like batting 290, which
right
is
now
awesome.
He's hitting 309, 355.
I didn't think
45
it would be that
with
that different.
Four doubles and 3 home runs. And 13 RBIs, second on the team behind Soto.
Yeah, that's pretty good. See, and my issue with that too is that, like, we always talk about the Clark Schmidt effect or the Clint Frazier effect, where they bench somebody and they don't give them the time to get hot, a young guy, and then like they inevitably don't perform because they're so like on and off, and it's just impossible. Now you have a guy who's young who literally is going off. How could you like put out that flame? That might
not
literally stunt him for the rest of his career. I mean, that's a little dramatic, but it's not
Peraza
dramatic because you look and you see like
Schmidt,
Frazier, and you see all these guys.
David Garcia. List goes on and on and on. That's our biggest gripe with the Yankees year after year.
I would fucking ruin their talent.
And then you look at the guys.
This one is the most egregious if it happens because. None of them. Mm-hmm. We've always said after the fact that they're performing bad because of this. Not this guy's performing well, and then afterwards he gets sent down, and then boom, he's like, you can't hit a rhythm, you can't do anything. So it's just, I don't know. I think this one, I actually don't think they're gonna do it out of hope that they don't do that because I don't think the others were as similar as this. Like, no, that's not the way to say it. I don't think the others were like this. Clint was never
legendary
playing well, and we were always like, oh, Clint's so good. He's the best. The Red Rocket. Like, they're he's eventually, he needs more time. Yeah, he needs more time to get going. But, like, this is a guy who's actually fucking doing it.
I think the good news for him, and so I think, first of all, they are going to just put DJ probably at third. The good news is that he plays everywhere except for first and catcher, pretty much.
That's true. Does.
And DJ plays all around the infield. So...
I would be
very
shocked.
As far as
shocked.
Working DJ into the lineup,
but
keeping
I don't
Cabrera
think,
in the lineup,
I don't think he is because he's been one of our best hitters so far.
Whether or not they're going to,
I
don't know.
I think Stanton's the odd man.
For reference on Anthony Rizzo, like I'm not just up. He has 4 errors this year. Last year's 92 games,
well.
He had 4 errors.
I know.
He had 5 and 100 me the year before that. Like,
there you go.
He has 4 errors, but he's also fucking up. Like yesterday, he just completely whiffed on a foul, like on a foul ball, fly ball in a dome. Like, yeah, I mean, he is a perennial Gold Glove contender. He was amazing on the Cubs. He was always solid here.
That's what I'm curious.
He probably literally has like maybe.
I'm checking it right now.
Probably less.
Over in his career, how long has he been playing?
The over career. Yeah, let's take guesses. Chandler, don't look. Just guess.
I heard you clicking
in his career. 14 years.
52.
All right, probably a little higher than that, but.
By the way, he has 4 Gold Gloves and a Platinum Glove.
52.
And a Wilson Defensive Player.
And fielding E.
You know,
in
I'm
his career,
he
has
4 Gold Gloves.
He has 4 Gold Gloves. I'm looking
and
at
he
it. Right
for that too. No, that's not true. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, He has 8. I'm looking at it right now.
No, I'm on fucking Baseball Reference.
I'm on Baseball Reference too. I'm looking at it right now.
Gold Gloves, 4
Are you
gold
on Wikipedia?
Gloves.
Scroll down to the fielding stats. If 2016.
You
2016. Oh, I see. Wait. He won multiple.
He did not win
in
a gold
year.
Glove.
So he won
at second
first
base,
second base.
What?
And he,
I'm looking at
didn't...
it right now. Those of you listening to the podcast, why does it say position second base?
That's just
gold
one,
glove.
No, okay,
give him a
he
second
played
baseman
that position
gold glove.
One time during that year that he won the gold.
Oh,
glove.
And they don't adjust
so
the awards on the
to,
right.
It's and when you go to the building set, the shows their stat.
Well, I the reason why I say that is because like J.D. Martinez did win multiple Silver Sluggers for DH and for outfield. So that's why I thought this could actually happen, but I didn't realize that. All right, give me a little bit of break on that one. Bad radio.
I mean, I don't know how he got that part down.
No, I'm gonna cut things out a lot. I'm gonna cut that part out.
I said 52.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Wow.
Even
so,
more surprising
what were your guesses?
All-Star games.
52,
I set the over under at 50, so I guess I'll just stay there.
69. But the more interesting stat is like he's got 3 already.
This
he
year,
had
because this
four
hasn't
all
updated
of
today.
So last
he had
year he had 5.
His first 2 years, basically.
Oh, they counted that as a single.
All-Star.
That's right. It hit him directly in the fucking face, and they counted it as a single.
Yeah, if you remove 20.
That's fun.
If you take away years 2011 to 2016, he has.
Yeah, if you take Barry Bonds as like 2005 to 2010
no, out. No, it's not.
It's almost half.
It's 6 years out of 14. It's not
that's
most
like,
of his career.
That's half of his career.
Either way. Well, I mean, all this to say, he's sense. Got about 3/4 of the errors in half of his years. So he
and just and so
Bella, talking
Bella
about
cut out 45% of this podcast. What does that leave us?
Jesus Christ,
brain's not working today. My brain's not working today.
We're a little rusty today. That's all right.
Are we surprised?
Can we talk about how Juan Soto is the only one that remembers how to hit right now? Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, like, granted, really glad he's not, but like, Volpe kind of fell off the face of the earth in this series. Just this series.
It's a series.
I'm saying he sucks. I'm saying this series. Stanton's, I guess, been there a little bit. Rizzo's been there a little bit.
Dude, one of the best could have
I don't
happened
know
to this
what
team.
Did really
and
in the
sounds
series,
fucked
but it,
up to say. Is John
didn't
Birdie
seem like
going
anyway. Trevino,
and
I guess,
I was excited
bit,
about John Birdie,
kind of
but that's because nobody could have expected Oswaldo Cabrera to start off the way he has. But like Birdie was abysmal, and they just kept force feeding him down our fucking throat when you have Cabrera.
Yeah. Everything was saying
he's going to be an awesome role player.
Yeah.
Come September,
he'll be
when
a welcome
beat up,
piece back,
and we need somebody competent and a major league guy. Utility guy to fill in. And there's going to be injuries, and there's going to be fatigue.
Yeah.
And like he is the perfect guy to fit that role. So we're not watching a guy like fucking God, what's the guy? Franchi Cordero. That's the one I was going to use, but I just. It's exciting. That's called major league depth, Murph. We don't have that. We haven't had that in years.
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of which, today's immaculate grid was quite tough.
Yeah.
That's called knowing ball.
I'm not worried if he's healthy. If he's healthy, I don't just like it'll even out.
How worried are you both about Aaron Judge?
Not really.
I'm not at all.
Why.
I haven't seen anything to make me think that he's injured. I know you say that all the time. Like Aaron, just for those of you who aren't in our group chat, which is everybody, Chandler, as soon as anything remotely bad happens, says, Judge is dead. And if I'm like driving somewhere, like I might be dead because I get so... like caught off guard, and it,
it
in
was
reality,
a, it's
like,
a joke now.
Judge
the first like,
rounded
few
out
games because
he
was coming
like,
off
didn't
the, like an oblique
all
injury,
the way
excuse me,
the
spring training
like,
beat up.
Just not,
the
he's
fuck
not
that
dead.
Means.
But
and like I think they were saying it was an oblique or a soft tissue injury which lingers. So like I don't think it was unfathomable to think that he was just fucking hurt and playing through it. I still don't think it is. Like, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he's hurt, but I also think it's likely that he just missed the end of, like, the last 3 weeks of spring training. Is, you know, spent the first 3 weeks getting
That's
his
why
time
I'm
back. Awkward. Like, it makes plenty of sense.
That's kind of what I was going to say with that.
Yeah.
He's striking out a lot, but he's also walking a lot. So it's like, yes, he's hitting 180, but he's also has a 360 OBP at this point, which I mean, if you can get on base while you're getting your timing down, then that's fine with me. As long as that's all it is. I mean, it makes sense that they didn't
Michael
want to
said
have
it best.
Turf and, but.
Yeah. Michael K said it best. He I mean there's a reason why spring training is as long as it is, and if you miss part of it, then you can't get that time back and you basically just have to be in spring training and knock off the rust during the season. So I'd expect, I mean, honestly, I said it at the top, I wouldn't be shocked if like now Judge starts
Maybe
tearing the cover off the ball because all it takes is one
RBI
to fall and then all of a sudden
propel him to
him. So,
figure everything out.
I mean, for my
Who
fantasy
knows?
Team, I could really use his help, but.
What? Oh, yeah. What's fucking for with a home run, another ball off the top of the center field fence? Like,
and guess where good. Everything started though? Soto. Oh, was he 4-for-4 today? 4-for-5, maybe?
Yeah, I had the game on my phone like while I was working today, and I kept like looking, like as soon as somebody screamed, I said,
Dude,
oh my God.
He's getting
like,
on base at almost a 500 clip.
And every single time
he's
it was sweating.
He's 478.
And that's the case. That, like whenever I doze off and I'm watching the game, I look up when action happens, it's literally always slow. And Oswaldo.
He is as advertised.
Yeah, I don't think that's particularly close.
I would go out on the limb of saying there's nobody better than him at hitting in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's not the best.
But he's just
such
a complete
package,
man.
The best hitter in baseball.
Like,
that's like,
I've never seen a guy that has such command.
There is nobody I can look at and be like,
the strike zone
better than Juan Soto
consistently year after year. Like when guys are locked in and they're seeing the ball well, like when Judge is really in the zone, you can watch him get up there and like, God damn, that's impressive that he walked there or took that. Juan Soto, it's every single at bat. Like I question the umpires when he takes a ball. And just like, they're like,
yeah, no, I do too. And it's wild how accurate he is most of the time. Like, there's a couple that have been borderline strikes. Like, when he makes that face,
he's
it's
more
never
accurate
like
than
a
fucking Angel
strike.
Hernandez.
It's, at least
and
if he's wrong, like, he's still like, painting the corner. But he's been right a lot of the
I
time.
I know.
It's kind of crazy that a human can have that sense for the strike zone. It's
if they let him umpire from the left-handed batter's box, I don't know how he'd be.
No, honestly, he is. I mean, if they were,
I mean, granted,
if he was an umpire,
look at he's got
18 umpire. He'd be the best fucking umpire I've ever seen.
When was the last time we had a Yankee player walk more than they struck out?
Yeah, and he can only umpire righties. You're up and he just stands and lefty. Well, it's been a while, but that's the funny thing about him is that like he gets himself into such deep counts that, yes, he strikes out a lot because he gets to two strikes a lot. But when he strikes out, it's not swinging the dirt on the fourth pitch of the at-bat. You
Twice
know,
a
he's
week.
Working it usually more often than not into a 6-7 pitch at-bat.
Apparently
at
turned
and,
into
yeah,
a fucking MVP
out,
Hall of Famer as a Yankee.
It never seems like it's like, you know, he's striking out looking with the bases loaded.
Donaldson
like,
was striking out looking with the bases loaded
Twice
fucking
a week.
Night.
It's like,
because they bat him in the fucking five hole every goddamn night.
All right.
Oh, God. This right here is why I have no faith that they're going to keep Cabrera in the lineup when DJ comes back. And again, like getting DJ LeMahieu back is not like getting, it's not like getting Josh Donaldson.
Believe me, I remember.
Like,
No.
Ha, 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 ha.
But DJ, yeah, DJ's not Bill. DJ's not JD.
Trent Grisham's really bad.
Good one.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be tough. But like, I just think there are so many ways to get him in the lineup that I'm not that worried about it. I think.
Speaking of Trent Grisham, that made me think of the lineup that you sent Murph today that I thought that was so funny. And
the
for
only
those
problem with that
listening,
is that Verdugo doesn't fit. He would only fit in the two hole in that, in my opinion.
Yeah. For context, Chandler sent a tweet from And That's Baseball. Says, I missed the old lineup construction. One was the fastest player. Two was a random mediocre hitter. Best all-around hitter was number three. Best power hitter, number four. Lumbering power or bust hitter was five. High OBP guy who leads off now was six. Seven was a bad switch hitter, which was Hicks all the fucking time. And then eight was a catcher. And then nine was a gold glove
Murph
defender.
Had that
negative
the,
five
in the fucking
DRS
chamber.
Can't
he
hit.
He sent that within
and
30. Murph's, it's like he's Murph's been waiting his whole life for this question.
Volpe, Glaber, Soto, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo slash DJ, Cabrera, Wells, Grisham. The Grisham part.
Dude,
yeah.
Yeah. No, he sat there and I was like, I started typing it out and I was like, I wonder if this actually works. And then the only problem I had was I couldn't fit Verdugo in a lineup because I would have put him at two, but like, it's not like labor fit. The only person that fits in the nine hole there is Trent Grisham, so I had to get him.
Chandler. Close. Chandler sent the text at 5:45. Murph responded, which, by the way, that probably took a long time to type out. Was 5:47. So sure, within
you
2 minutes,
using our Adobe
software. Red typed and fired with that message.
We should make a little graphic for that. That was kind of funny. That was fun.
Yeah. I can make something happen.
A lot
like
of
that.
People on Twitter hate Alex Verdugo, which I feel like he hasn't been that bad. Like he's not amazing, but he's pretty much exactly Verdugo. What we expected.
Slash Verdugo in the mediocre two hole.
He is a positive locker room. Actually, oddly,
he's been
I kind of
well.
Did.
He's heated up.
I disagree.
He's play hot or not right now.
He's a positive locker room guy, but he has been.
Yeah, that's true. When you take the beard off of him, he looks less like an asshole. So
I was just shocked that the locker room has gelled the way it has because you take in Soto, Verdugo, and Stroman,
and I'm
who
upset
are
about
just
it, but
not
he's fucking awesome.
Necessarily what you would think of as typical to a Yankees type locker room, but they fit in beautifully.
I love Stroman.
I do too.
He's had a great game every start but one, and even the one
I'm
start,
not upset
he had
about
one
it.
Bad hit.
I really like Stroman. I mean, just the way. Aside from he had a great game today. Five innings pitched, I think two runs. He just looks good out there. But he just looks confident too out there. Like he looks like, I mean, even just, I know this is a stupid little thing, but even the way like somebody was like check swing, he immediately points down for the guy to like punch him out because he knew he was out. Like stuff like that to me is just somebody who has a moxie on the mound, and that's
he's
who
five,
he is
eight,
even
he
when
pitches
he's bad.
Like he's 6'5".
Probably something that people like degrade him on, but like he's, I don't know. I like it. I love the shirts that he wears pregame. They're pretty fire. I want to know where he gets his shirts because I want them myself.
Pretty sweet.
No, keep it.
Yeah.
Emphasize.
With a third leg.
That reminded me of one other point I wanted to
make. Put that on a t-shirt. He's 5'8", pitches like a 6'5", with a third leg.
Hey,
take out the third leg.
The
part.
Reason
no
that
homo.
They won today.
Yeah.
The reason they won today was because they got Gausman out of the game also. Like, he allowed one run, I think, through, like, six innings, but had 100 pitches.
Gausman
so they got to see
eight and a third last year.
Broken down Blue Jays bullpen, which was the reason they came roaring back from 4-1.
Yeah.
That's just a product. That would never have happened last year. I don't know if it's the pitching coach. I don't know if it's the Soto Vapek. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, when you look at a guy like Gausman,
six inning.
Gausman has got.
And I compare him a lot to Gausman, actually, because Gausman just sounds stupid to say, but he's a pitcher. He knows how to pitch. He does what he's told, and Stroman's kind of exactly like that.
He's pretty.
No, not based on stuff, but like the way that
he's like 40
commands a game.
Is he even 30 yet?
He does what he's asked. Like I wouldn't say Gausman is like a wildly overpowering pitcher by any means. I don't know why
he made
that claim.
I don't know.
Yeah, not now.
I would take Kevin Godwin.
I'm not saying he's 40. He might be 35.
Yeah, he's been good for like
really
five,
a close
years.
Second.
Yeah.
Speaking of twos, Mr. Needle. Carlos Rodon's been pretty damn good.
He would be the two in our.
You're talking about Rodon?
Yeah, that's true.
No. Although Rodon has been better. Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't
let me give him a little
yet,
look here on Baseball Savant.
I still don't think he's a pitcher. Yeah. Like, I don't think he's the pitcher that we were hoping for when he came over last year yet, but he's been very
good. Yeah, they are. I mean, I feel like he's been pretty damn good. Fastball velos in the 96%.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to see if that's just
fastball
the
velos in the 96 percentile. And that was the thing that we were most concerned about, because watching him last year, he was sitting 92.
The sabermetrics.
That's not the guy that's fucking a bulldog throwing 100 and bouncing off the mound.
I mean,
like, he looks pretty fucking solid. I think his biggest concern, and I think we talked about it on the last episode, was he's getting himself into a lot of deep counts. Getting himself in trouble with the walks. I mean, he's in the 12th percentile of walks, or hold on, excuse me, 24th percentile in walks. Like, makes sense that he's going there and one hit kind of breaks you, but I mean, he looks pretty damn good. I mean, if he can do this all year, are you not happy? Like,
but that makes him, you know, I'm assuming he's got like 3.5 ERA somewhere in there.
3.8. I was looking at his career. 3.66.
I think
His career, but he's not like
Cy Young contender.
From San Francisco, it was like,
but I think once he starts
supposed to be
like
a 200
as he keeps
full 1-2,
getting
I think
more
he does
starts
this,
under
great.
His belt. I mean,
maybe
you gotta figure last
two?
Year he missed almost
he's
damn
not
near the entire year. As he keeps getting more starts under his belt and keeps honing in on his command, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that, you know, his stats kind of skyrocket.
Oh yeah,
like I would say over under, let me put it like this, would you take the over under on this, assuming that he stays healthy and he can continues the trajectory he's on? Do you think it's unrealistic to say he's going to finish?
No, I agree. I just feel like he's
somewhere in
be
the low threes, strikeout
what he
200
has been this year.
Plus,
I have no problem with
and that. I'm not going to go with wins because that's a stupid stat, but like an ERA around 3, striking out over 200.
So that makes him an all-star and a Cy Young contender. So no, I don't see that happening.
I mean, I'm just saying if he continues
on, sprinkle
in
200 strikeouts, you're up there in Cy Young.
That's
top 10.
Because right now, he's getting better.
And probably an all-star.
Every
star. I don't know. Maybe
his stuff's looking better.
Could he be an all-star? Sure. I just don't know if I see it.
Where it should be. I don't know.
I agree 100%.
That makes sense.
I 100% agree.
Other than maybe sprint speed.
I was looking at, speaking of Baseball Reference, I was looking at Juan Soto.
So 200 Ks, around 200
exactly
Ks
what you think.
Him in the top.
I didn't see a percentile under 96
in Ks last year
or anything. Which
and
is
not, like surprising and not.
Yeah, there was a couple things that were below 96, but
yeah, it'd be. I mean, last year, like Lance Lynn, who struck out 191 batters.
I don't know.
And then you get this. This is what I think is realistic. You get to like the Logan Webbs of the world. 325, 194 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And Logan Webb is widely regarded as one of the best pitchers in baseball. And I don't think that's unreasonable. Like, honestly, that's my expectation. And anything. I think.
Yep. Okay.
I think it's almost disappointing if he's not somewhere around that. Like, he doesn't have to necessarily get to that exact stat line, but I think if he's not around there,
I don't think
for
it's
at least a year or two of this contract,
it's like
a 50-50
thing. I think it's, I think the odds are against him to get to there, but I could still see it. I'm with you. I completely agree. I just,
who do you think we're going to bump from the rotation when Cole gets back?
I hope so.
I hope
gotta
so
be
soon.
Nestor, right?
I wonder if Cole coming back is going to be good or bad.
He makes so much sense as a swing man in the bullpen.
If anything, I don't think it's that much of an effect. If anything, I think it'll be good for him.
If he wasn't walking seven batters a game. Off him.
Heel? I don't know.
Either Nestor.
I have a hard time believing they're going to pull Nestor out. I agree.
Yeah.
But that also wouldn't that
say
make
what
him
you want about Heal, but like he'll also, like, his stuff looked nasty. And the other night, if you want to talk about that for a second, he could not hit the broadside of a barn. And that's just his stuff. That's what he's been for a while. And Murph,
but even then,
as
like,
the,
we're acting like
the resident minor league guy here, like, who has been talking about Luis Heal or the four Luises for a while now. And he just,
except for him,
they're all gone.
He still gave you five innings. Severino, he still gave you five innings of three
and Heal
and hit and Heal.
Yeah, but like his stuff has always been that. He's always been a guy with nasty stuff, can fucking throw fast as shit, and he just never can throw a strike. Last or two nights ago, whatever it was, it didn't look great. Like, it was cringy to watch.
He did.
He got very lucky though.
So I think. And actually, Chandler, I'm curious kind of to peel back the curtain on that, because I think it's a good thing to mention, is like Nestor makes perfect sense as a back-end guy, I believe. I'm with you there. I feel like Heal would be more of an asset in the bullpen, I think. And I think it's just more realistic in the sense that Nestor's been starting for 3 years now. Yes, he's a little quirky. Yes, people have figured it out. He's not what he was a couple years ago.
As far as
lightning stuff coming out of the pen, I feel like it's just a little bit
Luis Heal's
more
stunted by anything
likely to happen. Maybe it's not even the best
obviously
call.
I don't want that to happen, but the game is ridiculous to take him out of the rotation with how he looks so far.
I mean,
Cortez has been the worst pitcher on our team, and like,
I don't know,
it's not that close. Did you see Nestor's windup the other day? It was causing a little controversy on the internet where he threw a fake fucking pitch.
We were talking about putting Nestor in the bullpen before the season started, before Cole was hurt.
I don't even know how that's legal.
That's nothing to diminish, to sneeze at, I guess. And that was even without Keel being a conversation at all. We were talking about Clark Schmidt being in there over him. So the pump fake. Yeah.
Whatever.
That was kind of sick.
It's going to be a
should have been
tomorrow.
A mock. It's good. Yeah.
It's pretty damn funny.
He just found a loophole. I swear to God, he probably sits around with his buddies and just like, what's currently legal that we can exploit and nobody would just think to do because it's fucking stupid? And then he just does it. The MLB is probably thanking him for just finding holes to poke and then they can cover it up.
Could be.
I'm looking at the sabermetrics on Baseball Savant for Luis Heal's game on Monday. And I mean, just, I also didn't know if you go to like the actual game on Baseball Savant and you click on, if you go down to like player breakdowns and then click the little colorful circle, it gives like a pitcher's breakdown or a pitcher report. And if you scroll through, it gives so much information about like the spray chart, about
his
number of pitches he threw,
just
number
overall
of the type
though.
Of break that on
whole
each
lot
of the
red.
Pitches. It's pretty fucking cool. His spray chart, it even gives a release point of the pitches, which is wild.
Dude, he's in the 100th.
Yeah, all like there's the strike zone and there's
he's
his got, pitches.
He's
and
in the
very
100th
in the
percentile
zone.
Of
it's
expected
fucking
batting
crazy.
Average. It's pretty fucking good.
99 pitches. Yes, whole lot of red. 99 pitches. 61 of them were outside the strike zone. It is not an hit Major League Baseball player.
.098 is expected batting average. That is crazy. Yeah.
Also, say what you want, and this is probably definitely a plus to Louis Seal. Crazy.
Yeah,
but also, with that being said, he threw 61 pitches outside the strike zone. He got 42 people to swing at his pitches. So even the ones that are outside the strike zone, primarily the ones in the top of the zone, were being swung at. And I mean, the eye test showed me that too. Like, he was throwing some heat and people just didn't realize it was out of the zone because it was fucking nasty and had a lot of run on it too.
If he ever can hone in his command, like...
No, I know. I know. And he gets the benefit of
good.
Being
not even excellent.
Nasty,
like,
so.
He will be a perennial
in a world where nature. Like all this
he can get his
in the world where he can figure
great,
out how
he
to
will be a Cy Young
get some
contender.
Command. Like, we have a pretty fucking franchise level pitcher on our hands.
Stuff.
I mean,
we talked about it coming into the year. Whenever you looked at the spring training like stuff plus charts and all of that shit, he was at the top of every single one of those. And it's not shocking.
Yeah.
It's cool. Well, I guess it was a little bit seeing that he was coming off Tommy John, but like,
yep.
It's so good to see.
And no, this is, I don't
like,
think that's
flashes of what we saw
that.
When he was healthy in 2022. You know, this is a guy that we were talking about. Like, maybe he is a staple in the rotation for years to come. Always.
Do you want to hear another crazy stat? Out of his 99 pitches, this is going to send me into a spiral that I know this exists now. It's fucking crazy. Just be like, whenever you see something that the eye test tells you in a game, you could go in and actually prove it. It's just crazy. Of the 99 pitches he threw, 4 of them were hit or hard hit. Only 4.
And 42 were swung at.
That's,
sorry, I'm following along with you.
Yes, follow along the math. 4 out of 42 were hard hit. 4 of them total were hit into fair territory.
And they made
that's
contact.
That's fucking crazy.
3 hits. Yeah,
I don't see that. Are you following along? Oh, you're scrolling through. I thought you were just trying to listen with some notes on the side.
I'm deeper.
Yeah. Yeah. Deeper. No, I made it to the bottom finally. That's enough of this, but like 4 fucking
crazy.
Hard
hit. I like that. That was cool. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was an interactive experiment for those listening at home. If you have just, I don't know if people know about that. I just learned about it.
What's baseball's about?
No,
that's great live bet.
The one cool thing about Baseball Savant too, we should start getting some ad deals from them. But on the top, when you select your game, it's cool to see like the projected win and like when it turned around. And if you look at the one today from the Yankees game, it was. Losing, 99%
like,
chance of losing,
Bassett
and boom, they
turned
around.
Was the one talking about
so,
the other day how
cool
the
stuff
whole
of,
Tommy John
baseball
epidemic
Savant
is because people throw
would have been a great
so.
Live bet. Also, one last thing on that game from Monday, Luis Gil, the top pitch velocity was Luis Gil, Luis Gil, Luis Gil, Luis Gil, Luis Gil, down to...
It was Bassett, wasn't it? Bassett for them?
I don't even see Bassett.
Yeah. Saying.
Yeah.
No, he also was saying
so that's
that
why
was, plus he was saying pitch clock has something to do with it too.
There, yeah. Bassett, I think, throws
which,
8 pitches.
Maybe he wasn't saying that. Maybe Michael Kay was talking about that, but do you want to just debunk
Strider,
that really
Cole,
quick? Do you think
McClanahan,
that there's any
fucking,
merit to that? Because if you saw
Pavetta,
the list that they brought up in,
Contra,
yeah, I honestly
Contra.
Think there is. If you look at the list that they brought up on Monday of like the people that are out right now and like
that was for
you know, Shane
pretty
McClanahan
sure for
like all pretty
Strider.
Much all of Strider. I mean, I'll pull up the list right now because it's a wild list. If you could find it first. Sandy Alcantara. Alcantara, excuse me. Sonny Gray did some time there.
Yeah,
and
hold on,
I would
I'm
put him in that in that camp.
yeah, did you
way.
See somebody
could be
parlayed
affected by
is
pitch
Pavetta
clock?
Did you see somebody
something?
Parlayed
full pension Piv
Bieber and Strider
that's
to both win the Cy Young
or what his friends call him at least.
I did not.
There was some other names that were notable that are out right now. Shane Bieber.
I wonder
Devin
if it has
Williams,
anything to do too with the sticky stuff.
Yu Darvish, Kyle Bradish.
got to grip down harder on the ball now. Puts more tension in the elbow.
That sounds like something that I would do.
I probably saw it somewhere, but I'm going to regurgitate it like it's my own.
Let me see. I'm trying to pull up last year's leaders, and then...
I don't think it's that far-fetched. The closer for Felix Bautista, is that his name? The Orioles closer?
Yeah,
you know what? That is an interesting take that I haven't heard yet. I don't know if you just came up with that on the spot or if you heard that somewhere else, but that is kind of fascinating.
This is some awesome fucking listening.
Yeah, go off.
That's pretty fascinating.
I know, it's just funny because we're all just scrolling on fucking Twitter.
I think that's worth noting, if anything.
Yeah, Bautista.
Oh, here, I got a list here. No, I mean, it's relevant to talk about. I'm actually our fantasy app. Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander.
These are not all elbows.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying injuries. I don't know their specific injuries. Clayton Kershaw, Lucas Giolito. I mean, just throw a fucking injury at the wall. They're probably the elbow.
If you were in the All-Star game 5 years ago, you're on the
air. Damn it.
Yeah. No, that's... Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. Great.
All right, that's the end of this conversation.
Everyone that's listening to this has seen the list. They don't.
God damn it, dude. Yeah.
We probably could have ended this conversation a while ago, but you don't come to us to get the most precise takes in baseball and like... No,
yeah, when is our spring training going to end?
We're shaking off the rust. Nothing wrong with that. I said Anthony Rizzo got a gold glove at second base. This is way better.
You should have put that in the quote graphic. There you go.
Yeah.
Second baseman.
Everybody needs spring training, Murph.
Oh, I found it. Okay. Well, Shane Bieber, Yuri Perez, Felix Bautista, Giolito, McClanahan, DeGrom, Alcantara, Bueller, Robbie Ray,
we both hammer
Dustin May, Rizzo. Garrett Cole, yeah, Spencer 100%. Strider, Kyle Bradish.
I like that too.
Yeah, we did.
I was humbled today. I had probably the grit of my life yesterday and then just face planted today.
Nice.
No.
DeGrom, Bueller. Yeah.
Sticky stuff.
We got most of that list, so pat on the back to us. We in a very roundabout way. It took us a long time. Multiple different sources, but we were just cross referencing and making sure
the unluckiest
that list
baseball
that we all saw on TV was correct.
Pretty exciting bat that you. But
not wild. I do think coin. It has something
Trevino's
to do with
good lately.
The pitch clock plus the.
Yeah, he's looked good for a
lack
couple
thereof
games now.
Of sticky stuff.
That was Wells.
Yep.
Yeah, Trevino was the one who pinch hit. No, you weren't.
I think it's keep doing what you're doing. It was a good pinch hit today, right? He pinch hit.
Yeah,
that was a good pinch hit.
Swipe the bag too.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
I was
broken.
Talking about Wells.
No, Trevino.
I need to see Wells.
I know. I
don't
think
Wells
is talking about him.
Yeah, rough. Like you said, Wells is super unlucky. He's going to be your catcher. Hopefully, maybe he's somebody that you need to put in the lineup while he's up. If he's not doing great, throw Trevino back in. I don't have a problem.
His expected batting
in lineup
average,
as long
like
as it's,
his
you know,
exit velocity, his
three
expected
three
on
or,
base, his expected you know, slug, all of his expected or, metrics you know, are like elite, top of the top. And then
yeah, I mean, I
his
think Wells
he's bagged like 103. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. I'm not bothered by his slow start. But for the folks that don't know, asking for a friend, Chandler, why is he statistically the most unlucky hitter?
His expected batting average.
I don't know
average,
off the top of my head.
I believe the Yankees are statistically the most unlucky team in baseball also this year. And
I think we
Volpe
should talk about
Anthony
Volpe
very high
because last time we talked, like really? We were only five games into the season, but he is just wrong, fucking revelation. Like
but
he is.
I feel like I
incredible.
Saw that somewhere.
Speaking of which, in terms of lucky, unlucky, whatever it is, fielding, Volpe looks fucking good.
Yeah, that play, the plan that he made. View, they've got some errors. The Boone addressed it.
I know, but I mean, just he can flash the fucking leather. It's awesome to see.
Yeah. How much do you think Dylan Lawson?
Yeah,
how much do you think Dylan Lawson getting fired has to do with this team's approach?
I know we mentioned Clark Schmidt.
I'm going to call it a turnaround. Obviously, the other side they have off games. It's too early to give you an exact sample size of how great everything is. But you can tell the approach of the plate's different.
We're working counts.
Kevin Gausman
knocked out of the game
relatively early in a game that he was shoving in. Like, this is kind of the consistent theme of the year. Do you think that's a product of Dylan Lawson? Do you think it's a product of Juan Soto? Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, also, Dylan Lawson's philosophy to a bunch of 30-year-old men was hit strikes hard. So, like, yeah, thanks, buddy. It's like what we fucking tell our softball team.
I think Juan Soto has a lot of it. I think Dylan Lawson's probably the latter, but I think Juan Soto's impact on this team has been the reason why we're doing so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the Yankees are 13-6. 13-6. Yeah, best record in baseball.
All right. Well, I think that just about wraps it up for this episode.
Well,
this
by winning percentage, they are not.
There were some highs. There were some lows. There was definitely a climax or two.
They do have the most wins.
All right. That's it for me. I'm going to sign off.
The Cleveland Guardians, who we just took 2-3 from, and the Atlanta Braves are tied. They have a 7-06. We have a 684.
Pretty good. Best record still? No.
So I said that at the top of the show, and you told me I was wrong.
Dude, fuck that
most
guy.
Wins in baseball. Who has the best winning percentage? Wow.
I'm pretty sure he was
speaking
part
of the Cleveland Guardians. I feel like ever since that wild card series, Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor's still tearing the cover off the ball.
Yeah, he was part of the Clevenger trade.
I know, but ever since the wild card series, like, I think he became a baseball player. Like,
yeah.
I thought in Padres that moment that he Naylor was just like, Austin Hedges, whatever, he's just getting hot for no reason.
No, he was going to be gold.
For Clevenger, Greg Allen, Yankee legend.
And he was,
to my knowledge, he was a no-name when he... He was a no-name to me, at least.
Yeah. I was going to say.
So he was where? San Diego?
Thanks.
Those are some pretty good names, honestly, for Clevenger. I think they got the bigger haul.
Clevenger pitched like 4 games for them.
Oh, wow. That's
part of that trade?
That's crazy. Greg Allen's a part of it.
That's pretty crazy.
That just goes to show you that not every single deal for a big name.
I would 100%
the team that's receiving,
the one that gets the All-Star gets shafted.
No, we usually don't give up anybody that good.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to
say, look at the Mookie Betts trade. We like,
that's one. That's honestly, I will say this. I'll rephrase. The one who gets the All-Star player,
how many of
usually
the,
gets shafted?
Like, prospects.
And the funny thing is that Jeter Downs and Alex Verdugo are both in the Yankee system.
Yeah, that is funny.
How often?
I meant the other way. I meant the other way. Sorry. Again, brain not working. But it does. I will say that the clip that Hoy it Park. Hits for the veteran is not as high as one may think.
The only one that fucks those are the Pirates.
Also, to be fair, it's not like Clay Holmes was a superstar name.
Pretty rare.
Like, Hoy Park was pretty high.
But there are prospect huggers out there that get upset. Like
Clay
when you
Holmes
trade
was
away
playing for a dog shit Pirates team with fucking, a 6 ERA.
Who was that guy?
We traded
that
a guy that was like,
Clay Holmes that
in
you,
a time where
Hoy
our
Park.
System wasn't amazing. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
And then at
man?
The same time,
and
we were talking
I mean,
about trading Volpe for Soto last year. Now we have both of them. So yeah. Like,
I think that reaction, still a reason hindsight, to I wouldn't change a thing. That is a totally fair reaction.
Yeah, Clay, we didn't know who he was.
Somewhere in the minor leagues for the Pirates. He might be the KBO All-Star.
He was like the only somewhat MLB ready prospect. Like, I think he got called up immediately.
Yeah. Isn't no, that when we... Where is Hoy Park now?
Oh, no, it's 2021.
Dead. I don't know. No.
I hope he's playing in a different country right now.
Hoy Park.
That would be so funny.
I like that.
He is.
Whoa.
Currently in the Oakland A's organization.
Yeah, he's just a Braves fan. He's
played in
the
MLB in 2022.
Oh, okay. But the Oakland A organization is essentially
He got a plate appearance for the Yankees in 2021.
You gotta put your mic towards your face to talk.
Pirates and Yankees on the grid. Hoy Park. Good call. He's also wearing a Braves hat.
I mean, it's about to be their fucking major league team.
In this photo.
Maybe he found it.
Career negative.
I don't know.
He got it at Lids.
Can I see the minors here? Because I would love to know who. I mean, I guess he's a loser.
Yep, that would be how a podcast works.
Who's the A's triple?
4 years strong.
I
think it's Las Vegas. I mean, isn't Vegas there? I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's wherever the hell.
All right, that wraps up this episode. Fantastic chat. See you later. Not sure when the next episode is. Hopefully, actually, I will say, I am around on Sunday to record. If we don't record and we don't put an episode out, it's because of them, not me. See you later.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.